Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field Report. As we meet with the growers and go over yield maps and answering questions about next year's plans, the discussion about next year's fertility seems to be front and center. Some growers have or plan to cut phosphate and potash back or completely out of the program for next year. This is especially true where the yields were hit hard with the tar spot. The next question they're asking is, should we pull the starter fertilizer out as well? Some reports saying cost on the starter fertilizer as much as doubled. Now here, we must be careful. We don't want corn to ever have a bad day, especially $6 corn. When we pull back or drop out the DAP completely, we may not see any visual differences in growth or reduction in yield, even though we will see a reduction in soil test values. Drop out the starter and you will see a visual difference because of the horsepower that it has. 5 gallon of 10-30-4-0 will give you a bigger visual kick than 300 pounds of broadcast DAP due to placement and timing. If you have already reduced or cut out the DAP, you're putting more pressure on the early growth stages of corn when yield potential is being set. We must start at least with a 250 bushel crop if we want to harvest a 250 bushel crop. Pulling out starter can put it into a tailspin next spring if weather goes against us, especially for the corn growers who have moved all their surface applied N to fall anhydrous. If they pull out the starter, they got to be prepared for the corn to have some bad days. When it comes to starter, though, there are some 4-hour practices that we can put in play to help manage that cost. Right time, right place, right product, right rate. Of course, the right time is covered. You're applying it with the planter. The right placement has a big factor on the other two. In our starter trials, our strongest responses come from products being placed off the side of the seed. And that's mainly because we use higher rates and in most cases cheaper products. When we go in furrow, we must pay attention to salt burn on the seed. So this reduces the rate and restricts the products that we can use. We encourage our starter users who are off the seed to experiment with the rate to see where the corn stops responding to more starter. As the starter rates go up, there's a point where corn stops responding and the yield response is flattened out. This rate varies by product being used and, of course, fertility levels on the farm, as well as a hybrid response. In our 10-30-4-0 plots, where starter is placed beside the seed, it's common for our starter responses to flatline in that 7 to 10 gallon range. So if your corn response curve flattens at 7 gallon of 10-30-4-0, it's telling you that it only takes about 27 pounds of phosphate to maximize your response on the planter. Not all starters are the same. Meaning if you switch to a 6-18-6 grade because it's a dollar gallon cheaper, you're going to have to put on 14 gallon instead of 7 to get the 27 pounds that your corn's asking for. The math doesn't work there, guys. When going in furrow, it's hard to hit a rate where the corn will flatline in response without burning the seed with too much salt. Now, while there are low salt starters, there aren't any no salt starters. When in furrow, you're looking for the rate that'll give you the best response with the least amount of salt burn on the seed. When you go in furrow, the top rate will be based on the salt index of your starter and seed quality. Seed samples that have higher than 6% severe pericarp damage, we recommend being very careful with any in-furrow especially if you're planting in dry conditions. Severe pericarp damage means that the seed has a tear in the pericarp at the embryo axis. This seed succumbs to salt burn quick, and if you lose more than 6% of the stand, your starter response won't be enough to offset the loss. Today, there are many options to get starter off the seed. In our plots, we have found slightly below and off the site is kind of the sweet spot, trying not to get much further than 2 inches off to the site. Once we're off the seed, we're not concerned about seed burn, and our options are wider and our rates can go higher. We can use polyphosphates instead of orthos and regular potash to cheapen the cost. Based on our plots, we recommend zinc in all starters containing phosphate. We've also found products that keep phosphate more available, like your PMAX, Avail, T5, NutriCharge. They do give starter more kick. They tend to make 3-gallon act like 6-gallon. Now, this is a big plus when we go in furrow. More kick with less threat of salt burn. In our treatments off the seed, we could take the money that we invested in the additive and spend it on more fertilizer. Once you reach that point where the response is flattening, adding an additive to make it more available doesn't help. You maximize that basically 0.5 in your tissue on that plant for phosphate. But with next spring's starter prices, that has changed a little bit. It may be cheaper to put the additive in and pull that rate back. There are more starter additives out there than flavors of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. My recommendation is to make them earn their way on your farm. Side-by-side starter trials are some of the easiest to put in. Put them close to the road so you can look for visual responses early in the season. Trying to replace a good starter regimen with a pint of special sauce is something you do on a small number of acres. Take it from someone who's had to clean out tanks, jar test everything before it goes in the planter. Not a bad idea to let that jar sit a couple days so you know what you got if you get rained out. Think about situations where the starter has the best possibilities to give you the biggest response. Of course, your early planting, your marginal soils, low fertility fields, fields with phosphate tie-up or issues, your no-till and cover crop fields. Think about hybrids that'll give you the strongest response to starter. They're going to be what we call the G and the L1 hybrids. Our starter trials had strong responses this year, even though tar spot killed the plants. I'm not sure why, but my guess is pushing maturity up 7 days meant maybe more grain fill before the plant shut down. I apologize to those of you who don't use starter for dragging you through this, but it needed to be covered. We're cranking away on the yield map meetings. If you haven't already, let's get your yield data in here so the crew can do their magic.
To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com. And subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.